Title: Understanding the Scope of Federal Supply Schedule Labor Category Descriptions, Risks and Opportunities Presented by the GAO's All World Language Consultants Decision. Content: In a Federal Supply Schedule, FSS, procurement conducted under FAR Subpart 8.4, all items quoted and ordered by the agency are required to be available on the vendor's schedule contract as a precondition to its receiving the order. This means, in the case of a task order for services, that all of the solicited labor categories must be on the successful vendor's FSS contract. GAO has issued several opinions addressing what it means for GSA schedule services to be on a vendor's FSS contract. In U.S. Investigation Services, Professional Services Division, B410454.2, January 15, 2015, 2016 CPD 44, a bid protest successfully litigated by Shepard Mullen, GAO articulated the test as whether the duties, responsibilities, and qualifications for the types of employees solicited by the agency are encompassed within the FSS labor category description. In that case, GAO sustained a protest alleging that the services offered by the awardee were not available on its GSA schedule contract where none of the responsibilities or activities described in the awardee's FSS labor category description was germane to the work required under the RFQ. More recently, in All World Language Consultants Incorporated, B411481.3, January 6, 2016, 2016 CPD 12, GAO articulated what could be interpreted as a more restrictive standard for determining whether services are available on a vendor's FSS contract. Specifically, All World includes language that arguably could be interpreted to suggest that a vendor's FSS labor category description must recite all capabilities and qualifications identified in the solicitation and statement of work for an FSS procurement. All World involved a solicitation issued by the GSA, on behalf of the Air Force, for an FSS task order to procure linguistic support services in Southwest Asia. The solicitation required linguists to provide both oral and written translation services. The statement of work provided that the proposed linguists may be required to live and work in harsh desert environments, including living and working in temporary facilities such as tents, serve during a level of heightened state of threat, function effectively and efficiently during extended periods of high pressure and stress, while maintaining a professional functional demeanor at the scenes of crimes, many of which may be the result of violent and repugnant acts, function as an integral member of a team of highly trained personnel, and operate government-owned vehicles. The awardee's technical quotation offered to meet all of the solicitation requirements using a single FSS labor category. The awardee's FSS description of that labor category, however, did not include certain of the qualifications required by the statement of work. In particular, it did not include oral translation services of any type. It also contemplated that all work would be performed at the contractor's facility, with no provision for the performance of services in remote locations. The protester argued that the awardee's quotation was technically unacceptable because the quoted labor category, as described on the awardee's FSS contract, did not meet the requirements of the solicitation and the statement of work. GSA responded that no contractor's FSS labor categories align precisely with the requirements of any particular PWS, and explained that it therefore looked to the awardee's technical quotation to determine what duties the proposed linguists would perform. GAO rejected GSA's argument and sustained the protest. GAO found that the labor category description included in the awardee's FSS contract, on its face, did not include many of the qualifications required by the solicitation. GAO held that the awardee could not, through its technical quotation, propose additional capabilities that were required by the solicitation but missing from the awardee's FSS labor category description. Given the significant disparity between the awardee's FSS labor category description and the solicitation requirements, GAO had little choice but to sustain the protest. However, GAO's opinion includes the following broad language that is likely to be troubling to agencies and contractors alike. We note as well that GSA's underlying premise? That the awardee could identify a labor category under its F.